You're listening to The Sauce, an investigative podcast by McDonald's, Studio Akizmoto, and Onion Labs. On Saturday, October 7th, 2017, McDonald's was set to release a limited number of Szechuan sauce packets to 200 locations across the country. Fans were excited, McDonald's staff were excited, and probably no one was more excited than Chef Mike.
The internet is very happy. It seems everybody is excited to have the opportunity to get their sauce. I had the baby, so luckily she sleeps great, so I had a good night rest for the impending event.
Here's Hanno Cabrera, McDonald's Senior VP for Corporate Relations.
And I said to my wife, you know, tomorrow I want to take a look and go to our local McDonald's, which I knew was participating in the activation. I just want to see how this is going to roll out in the restaurant. And she was unfamiliar. She was just like, what are you talking about? I explained the whole thing to her and went to sleep for the most part, just curious.
Just a few hours after he went to bed, a couple of superfans were waking up in the middle of the night to start driving towards the nearest McDonald's that was part of the promotion. It just so happened that they lived in Ottawa, and the closest McDonald's was 4 hours away, in Syracuse, New York. Here's Jillian Campanola and her boyfriend, Will.
It was 3:30 that we left the house. I think we probably got up at 2:30 because I somehow had makeup on. I barely remember that morning. I'm definitely not a morning person. So I look at the picture that I posted on Twitter, and I have makeup on, so it had to be at least 2:30.
We got coffee. That was the only thing we needed.
I first heard about it in the show. I thought it was a made-up sauce until I found out that it had actually been a real thing. Obviously, years ago, I would have been very young, so I wasn't aware of it, and that was kind of cool to find out. But that was when I first found out that it was an actual physical sauce.
And how long after learning that this was an actual sauce did you decide that you really wanted to try it?
Honestly, as soon as I heard about the promotion with McDonald's releasing it in a couple different stores, I suddenly just got really excited about finding out if it really was as good as it was made out to be. We live in Canada, and there were, of course, no McDonald's in Canada that were participating. So we started looking at the different McDonald's in the different states and trying to figure out which one was the closest. And the absolute closest one was in Syracuse, which was 3.5 to 4 hour drive away across the U.S. border. There's something that kind of gets your adrenaline going about leaving at 3:30 in the morning to drive 4 hours to try a McDonald's sauce. It's kind of a unique experience. So we were kind of just really excited. It was an adventure.
This trip wasn't just about getting to try a legendary sauce for Jillian and Will, though. Both of them, without telling each other, were also secretly using the trip as a litmus test for the success of their relationship.
We had just kind of been seeing each other for maybe a couple months at that point, but we hadn't done really a road trip, to my recollection. So I thought to myself, yes, we're going to be in the car for 8 hours, just the two of us, nobody is awake even, and this might be a really good opportunity for me to just like push that relationship along, you know?
I think it was a pretty good determiner for if me and Jilly would be good together. Because she would spend 8 hours with me in a car to go get Szechuan sauce, and it's like, okay, yeah, she's good.
Now, that's a lot riding on a road trip to McDonald's. With all that on the line, I wondered if Jillian and Will were excited or nervous as they headed down the highway towards Syracuse. Here, they tell me how they're feeling in the car. They left so early, by the way, because Will had to get to work later that day.
So we thought this was going to be a really great story. It'll be really funny. And we were just kind of listening to music and singing along. And
the whole time, like whenever it was quiet, we pretty much just like led into any conversation with like, what if it's not that good?
Jillian and Will were charging towards Syracuse, the sauce and their relationship hanging in the balance. But they weren't the only ones trying to beat the rush. People across the country were also getting up before sunrise to claim their spot in line for the Szechuan sauce release later that day. Travis Harriet is a McDonald's owner-operator of several locations in the Phoenix area. It was around 4:30 a.m. that he started getting calls that people were lining up at his restaurants.
When I realized this was something different, my phone started going off around 4:30 in the morning with my director of operations, who oversees the operations for the organization, saying, a little bit weird, we got lines already at 4 in the morning.
All of this was happening while McDonald's employees were still sound asleep. A few hours later, they wake up.
In the morning of, you know, I'm following people on social media to see what's going on. Everybody's happy. We made it on the news, pictures of people in lines. There were a lot of positive stories of our restaurants being taken over by people in costumes and they're meeting other people. So a bunch of fans just hanging out, doing all that fun stuff. Lines start growing, very long lines. Unanticipated lines were growing at certain restaurants. I think it was at that point that things started turning a little bit.
And here's Hanno again.
So I wake up that morning, and there's no guarantee that people are going to be excited, but one of the first things that I woke to was just a text from a colleague who said, hey, you know, I have people lining up outside my restaurants in Phoenix. And I'm like, good for Phoenix. That's awesome. And then somebody else said, here's a video just showing people lined up down the street in New York. I thought, well, I guess that makes sense. You know, it's New York. I get it. And then the text kept coming in. And it was at that point that I began to worry.
As the lines grew, owner-operators like Travis started to get nervous. Excitement and hype is good. But at this point, it was clear that the demand for Szechuan sauce definitely exceeded their supplies. Here's Travis Harriet.
My first concern is we're going to disappoint a lot of people. And then my second concern was, how does my crew and my people deal with the customers that could be really frustrated? This could be hard on them when I didn't prep them for it.
Meanwhile, as Jillian and Will try to cross from Canada into the U.S., they face a serious challenge. Customs.
We're in the line, and it was pretty dead. Like, there was maybe one car in front of us, because at this point, it's probably 5:30 in the morning. And I think it was a Saturday, no one is crossing the border at 5:30 in the morning on a Saturday. So we pull up, and of course, as a lot of the Border Patrol are, this guy is just straight-faced, you know, just, okay, let's see your passports. What are you doing in the States? Why are you crossing over? And Will likes to just kind of keep things simple. So he's just like, McDonald's sauce, which of course sounds a lot like drugs. Like, I don't know, when you just say, oh yeah, we're going to the U.S. for sauce. So of course I jumped in and kind of tried to elaborate further, but this guy had not heard about it at all. And he did not crack a smile the whole time as I'm kind of going, well, no, you don't understand. It's like a specific McDonald's and a specific sauce from years and years ago. And it's in the show and we have to try it. And he's like, okay, but in Syracuse? And I was like, yeah, the McDonald's closer doesn't have it, so we have to go to Syracuse.
Once they crossed the border, Jillian and Will thought they were home free. Syracuse was so close, they could practically taste the sauce.
So you round the corner, the McDonald's is in your sight. What do you see?
Like two cars in the parking lot, which was very, very concerning.
Right, because at this point, were you expecting a line?
Well, we were thinking, okay, there's going to be something. There's going to be like balloons or like people. There's at least going to be like, you know, a couple of the people that camped out that are in line. So seeing nobody, we kind of looked at each other like, are we at the wrong McDonald's? Like, did we get the wrong day? We parked and we thought to ourselves, okay, maybe it hasn't started yet. Or hey, maybe we beat everybody and we're still super optimistic. And we get out of the car and we kind of speed walk over the door. And right away we see this giant sign on the door, can't miss it, with, of course, it's saying that they didn't receive the Szechuan sauce and that they wouldn't be handing it out. And it was kind of like, no way.
That's right. Jillian and Will had just crossed an international border to get to a McDonald's, and there was no sauce to be had. The math was looking bad. Even the locations that had received sauce weren't going to have enough to satiate the demand. Which seems crazy, right? I never heard of McDonald's running out of sauce before, but it looked like this time that just might happen. Let's go back to Jillian and Will to find out how they dealt with the disappointment and whether their relationship could survive the letdown.
That's the point. You were quiet for a minute and then you were like, all right, let's go get some cherry cola.
Yeah. And it's like we tried to deal with it as well as we could. So, like, we got you know, cherry flavored cola.
So we started driving home, and we definitely may or may not have eaten some rainbow chip frosting. Well, I may or may not have eaten some with my fingers on the way home.
They handled it well, but understandably, some fans were a little more agitated. Here's Paul Mattson, McDonald's director of social media.
The pictures we saw of people pitching tents and having lawn chairs outside of our restaurants very quickly turned into, you know, angry chants and, you know, pictures of police and emergency vehicles, you know, parked outside of our restaurants. And basically the combination of things that you would never want to see in anything in real life, let alone on the internet for everyone else to look at. And we said, oh no, something has gone very, very wrong here.
Here's Megan Phillips, executive director at McDonald's PR agency.
I think it was when I saw online a crowd of people chanting, we want more sauce. And there were police officers that were also chanting it too, I believe, or were getting involved in it. And that's when I knew that this had crossed into a different universe.
Things were really heating up on the ground. Here's Jonathan Chan, an owner-operator of several McDonald's restaurants in Texas.
We're getting phone calls nonstop to the restaurant, and that's very non-typical.
Sure.
And it wasn't ring, ring, and then wait 10 minutes. It was ring, ring, hang up, ring, ring, hang up, ring, ring, hang up.
One of our franchisees was locked in her cooler in her restaurant for about 8 hours, and she couldn't get out because there were such crowds at the restaurant.
That was Molly McKenna, McDonald's director of PR. I asked Chef Mike, at what point did he know things had taken a turn for the worse?
When I open my phone and there are colorful messages of people who were a little disappointed, that's a little rough.
Can you read me a few of those tweets?
Absolutely. I got a couple right here.
Just as a warning to listeners, some of these messages are a little intense.
Where is my Szechuan sauce, you bald Go drink bleach. You are definitely not a real chef and probably not even named Mike. You better personally pay me back for the time I wasted not getting the sauce. I recommend never showing your face in public again. I hate you from the bottom of my heart, you bald, bearded I think that one is my favorite, and I might even get a tattoo of it.
The backlash went way beyond a few mean tweets directed at Chef Mike. It was a nationwide maelstrom fueled by pop culture fandom.
Where's my Szechuan sauce?
Here are some real headlines that I found from the aftermath of October 7th. McDonald's woefully underestimates how much fans want their damn dipping sauce. Woman trades a packet of Szechuan sauce for a car. Instantly, Szechuan sauce was a collector's item. But David Wasman, the fan who had won a bottle of it, chose not to profit off his luck. He went to his local McDonald's and started just giving away samples to hungry customers.
I was looking around and I'm going, there's probably like 1,000 people here right now, and there are little kids and everything. I don't want to see anybody disappointed. I've got an opportunity here. I could really make people's day. Why don't we go ahead and do this?
And can you describe some of the reactions of the people who were able to come over and try your sauce?
People were smiling from ear to ear when they knew and found out that I was sitting there and doing what I was doing. A few people wanted to throw money at me. I was like, look, I just want everybody to be happy. You know, like I want everybody to at least enjoy this and have a chance to try it. I did end up running out, so to speak. I wanted to keep the last little, I think it was like 3 servings left at the end. So I didn't get to serve every single person, but we did kind of count it out. And in total, I think it was about 250 people ended up getting to try the sauce.
Here's Hanno Cabrera to try and explain exactly how this happened.
Nobody could have guessed that people were going to drive hundreds of miles to a location, that some people were going to camp overnight. No one expected this reaction. So we could have done more, but even then, it simply would not have been enough.
Now, I'm a podcast host, not a supply chain expert. But this seemed odd to me. McDonald's correctly assessed that consumer demand for Szechuan sauce was significant enough to bring it back. But then they failed to actually make enough sauce to meet that demand. Wasn't the huge outpouring of excitement online the entire reason to bring back the sauce? Here's Paul Mattson,
usually when you think about, you know, big retail launches, brick and mortar locations where people lined up around the building, you know, like a smartphone launch from any big company is usually what you might think of, or some limited edition sneaker at some other type of brand, you know, not a dipping sauce. And so I think with that, even rationally speaking, even if we had seen a lot of demand online, I think it didn't register in a lot of our heads that something like this was even possible.
So how is McDonald's going to deal with this? Here's Mike D'Amico from McDonald's PR agency. He helped craft the apology tweet that McDonald's sent from its official account the following day. Can you read me that McDonald's tweet?
Yeah, sure. To our customers and Szechuan sauce lovers, yesterday, we were truly humbled by the amazing curiosity, passion, and energy this community showed to welcome back Szechuan sauce, even if just for a day. Thank you a million times over. Between the costumes, the memes, and the cross-state travel, you, the fans, showed us what you got. And our super limited batch, though well-intentioned, clearly wasn't enough to meet that demand. Not cool. We agree. So we're going to make this right. In the last 24 hours, we've worked to open any portal necessary, and it worked. Szechuan sauce is coming back once again this winter. And instead of being one day only and limited to select restaurants, we're bringing more, a lot more, so that any fan who's willing to do whatever it takes for Szechuan sauce will only have to ask for it at a nearby McDonald's. We want to make this right. You're some of the best fans in this or any dimension, and we plan to deliver on that promise as soon as possible. Stay tuned. Your friends at McDonald's.
That's pretty long for a tweet.
We tweeted it out as an image.
So reading that, how does that make you feel today?
It puts me right back where I was, which is kind of crazy to think about, but feel the anxiety, the hope that people will like it, and, you know, the sort of trepidation of the whole weekend. It was an intense 48 hours, I'm glad that we're finally getting to the point where we can make it right.
So McDonald's is about to get the rare gift of a second chance. But what exactly are they going to do differently? Next time on The Sauce.
If we had sat in that room and said, we don't have enough sauce. Let's make 10 times the amount. Let's make 20. Let's make 50 times the amount. Let's make 100 times the amount that we're talking about. It still would not have been enough.
You've been listening to The Sauce, an investigative podcast by McDonald's, Studio Akizmodo, and Onion Labs.